Bar Halacha and Chovas Halvavos, or Lites Iyar. So everyone knows, I assume, that if you skip a day, if you miss a day of Sfira, so you count from then on without a bracha. What do you do, you know, in some place, if you're the chazan, let's say, you know, you're davening for the Yod, and you're an Ovel, and you want to daven for the Yomud, but it's rather embarrassing. Or if you're a big Rav of a real shul, and the Rav many times, when I grew up, the Rav always said Sfiras Omer. I guess they assumed everybody else will forget at least one day. So what does the Rav do if he forgot? And it's very embarrassing. So some poskim suggest that he goes over to a good friend and he says, I will make the bracha for you. I will be motzi you in the bracha. You don't make a bracha. I forgot. I'm going to make a bracha. And I have in mind to be motzi you. Can you be motzi someone if you skip the day, miss the day, and you're not making a bracha? So there's a shaila if you're mechuyev in the mitzvah. And therefore you're not making a bracha. You're counting without a bracha. Can you make the bracha for someone else? It's very interesting. You know, you're lamdonim. And it's mamish. There's three cases, and the question, it's two cases actually, and the question is, which one is this domit to? The Prichadash says you cannot, because the basic din that we're dealing with is a Mishnah that says that if you're mechuyev in a mitzvah, so even if you were yotzei already, you could be motzi someone else in the bracha and in the mitzvah because of the din of arvus. So that's if you are regularly mechuyev in the mitzvah, but you did it already, you were yotzei already. So the Prichadash says, no tzushtel. This is not someone that is mechuyev and is yosei. This is someone that possibly is not mechuyev. And this is more like the Gemara that says a ben tesvov cannot be motzi a ben yudalit in kriyas ha-megillah because he's not mechuyev. So he's Jewish and everything, but he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah. Other achronim say, no, that's no tzushtel. The ben tesvov is mamish potter. Potter from the mitzvah. This person is mechuyev in the mitzvah of Sfir Sa'imer. He messed up, so he can no longer do it. But he's mechuyev, he's a bar chiyuva in the mitzvah, so he would be included in arvus. So that's the shaila in machlekes achronim. Rav Shlomo Zalman ends up being machria that since the tzad to not make a bracha, the tzad that you've lost the mitzvah if you miss a day, is really only a miyut. Most shittas hold you most rishonim hold that you don't lose the mitzvah, but we're machmir when it comes to a bracha. So Shlomo Zalman says, you could be soymich on the makilim, if you're embarrassed and in such a situation, you could be motzi someone else, meaning not like the Prichadash, like the other shita, especially because really it's not so clear that you can't make a bracha. Right? It is clear in lahalacha, but it's really only a chumrah that we do that, and therefore certainly you can rely on the shita that holds you can anyway do it, and on the shitas that really you should be making a bracha and escape the embarrassment. Okay, that's the halacha for tonight. You'll know. Okay, we're back to the Chovas Halvavos, the second shir, and Chovas Halvavos we're in the Hakdama, and we saw yesterday that a person in this world, Hashem made the bria so that, and it echoes the Ramban. The Ramban echoes the Chovas Halvavos that the primary purpose of being in the world is to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, is real, and is running the world, etc. And he that he does so much good, he bestows so much good on us. We'll see that in the Shaar HaBechina. Those are the two pillars of acknowledgement of Hashem. His greatness, his power, his ability, his kol yokol kite, and his tov, the fact that he's constant, everything, he's mativ. Vagdola shebetovo, says the Chovas Halvavos, continuing in the Hakdama, the greatest of all good is, asher heitiv b'mabori l'avodiv ha'medabrim, achrei imotso osum al tchunas hakarosum v'hen gemura v'avonosum shleima. In other words, Hashem, the greatest tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon the Bria is people who have seichel, who can understand, who can discern, who could acknowledge, who could know things. The greatest gift of all, the greatest tova that there is that people have seichel and understanding. They have brains, because the Lord says that not everybody with brains has seichel, as we know. but he also empowered them to have seichel and to use their brains to understand and to know, and that's it. Asher hi chaye rucham b'ner sichlam, that enables you to live in the world, to understand things, to know things, to recognize things, to be aware of things. It's all the seichel working. Without that, an animal is instinct. An animal doesn't really know. I mean, so the seichel of the person, that's it. V'amavia osam el rotzon alakim, and that allows a person, of course, to do the will of Hashem. V'amatzelos osam mikitzbo, saves them from Hashem's wrath. V'olam azeh v'olam abo. Kasher omer akosuv, ki yet shem yitin chochma v'piv da'as utfuna. That Hashem gives it. V'omer alihu, achein ruach, hi be'enosh v'nishma shakai t'vinem. V'doniel omar, yahav chochma sol hachakimin. Which is always a strange phrase. If they're chakimin already, what do you mean you have chachmasa? So the Chavin Avodah apparently is explaining that pasuk, that they have brains. Biologically, they have brains, but he gives them understanding and wisdom to, he pumps that into their brains, or gives them the ability. Umanda aliyode bina. You have chachmasa lechakimin, umanda aliyode bina. V'omer akosub, ani Hashem alokecha, malametcha lehoil, madichecha b'derech teilech. And Chochma is split into three parts, he says. There's a Chochmas HaTeva, knowing how the world works, whether it's physics or chemistry, or the Teva of animals and the Teva of plants, knowing the Bria, that's one type of Chochma. The second type of Chochma is practical knowledge, like mathematics and astronomy, and knowing how things work, how to produce things, how to build a bridge, how to measure a table. So, right, that's the second. And the third is Chochmas Elokim, which we'll get to and we'll see further. Okay.